Our reading is from Job, 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 10. But first, a very brief introduction about Job. He was honest inside and out, a man of his word who was totally devoted to God and hated evil with a passion. But one day, when the angels came to report to God, Satan also showed up. And God singled out Satan, saying, "And what have you been up to?" And Satan answered God, "Oh, going here and there, checking things out." And then God said to Satan, "Have you noticed my friend Job? There's no one quite like him, is there? Honest and true to his word, totally devoted to God and hating evil. He still has a firm grip on his integrity. You tried to trick me into destroying him, but it didn't work." And Satan answered, "A human would do anything to save his life. But what do you think would happen if you just reached down and took away his health? He'd curse you to your face, that's what." And God said, "All right, go ahead. You can do what you like with him. But mind you, don't kill him." Satan left God and struck Job with terrible sores. Job was ulcers and scabs from head to foot, and they itched and oozed so badly that he took a piece of broken pottery to scrape himself. And then he went and he sat on a trash heap among the ashes. And his wife said, "Still holding on to your precious integrity, are you? Curse God and be done with it." And he told her, "You're talking like an empty-headed fool. We take the good days from God. Why not also the bad days?" And not once through all this did Job sin. He said nothing against God. May God give us understanding. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Jane Needham wrote a book called Looking Up. And in it, she tells about her own experience, which was rather Job-like. She was laying in a hospital bed, and her doctor said to her, "Jane, you know, nobody knows exactly what's ahead for you. Maybe a wheelchair, maybe not. But you do have to face this fact, Jane. From now on, all you'll have is the crumbs of life. Crumbs and your three wonderful children, but that's your deal. And, well, it'll be easier being brave and you'll inspire others." Oh, great. So how would you like to hear that from your doctor? Not much hope for anything, doesn't look too good, but be brave. Because if you do, you know, you'll inspire others. Wonderful. So encouraging. Well, eventually she ended up in an iron lung. That's kind of worst case scenario, isn't it? To still be alive and yet like the living dead. And one day she overheard a little girl talking to her mom and asking about her as they walked down the corridor of the hospital. And the little girl says, "Well, will she ever get out of that thing?" And the mother answered, "Never. Never. Never in this world." And apparently when Jane heard that, that was when she finally came to accept her condition, her situation. This was the hand that she was dealt, and she needed to accept it. And she said that, "I lay there accepting paralysis for the rest of my life, and offering it up to God." And here's what happened. She ended up becoming one of the most radiant people, as people described her. And she actually did inspire others because she ended up writing about her experience. And those writings became a source of encouragement to others who were dealing with difficult and impossible circumstances. Why do these things happen to people? That's probably got to be the big question that we struggle with. Is there anyone in this room who hasn't suffered? Anyone? I'm not seeing any hands go up. So we all agree, we have all had times when we have suffered, and some very, very difficult, deep, deep suffering, yes. Yes. And in those moments, haven't you too wondered why? We sometimes have this illusion that somehow if I'm a good person, that will somehow protect me from suffering. Right? We like to talk about karma, which we probably totally misunderstand. If we just throw good things out into the world, we'll have nothing but good things that will come back at us. And life doesn't quite work that way. Now take Job, for example. Job was about as perfect a guy as you could get. And he was doing well. He had everything. He was well off. He loved God, and he tried to do everything possible to reflect that in the way he lived his life. Why? Why? That's the question that we struggle with, right? It's not just with the suffering itself, but the why the suffering. And especially if we have a God who loves us, couldn't he have just a little bit more pity on us? Please? Well, came across something interesting. The timing was interesting this week. Very powerful TED talk by Andrew Solomon, who's been through a lot of challenging things in his own life. And the name of the talk was How the Worst Moments in Our Lives Make Us Who We Are. How the worst moments in our lives make us who we are. And that's really true. Because it's in those bad moments that who we are comes out. And what often happens when we're in those bad times is part of what discourages us is we feel that we are powerless. And some of the greatest suffering of all can come in feeling powerless. But what he was trying to point out, part of it, is that we are never powerless. And Jane Needham found that out. Totally paralyzed in an iron lung, and yet, in some ways, it took that for her to find her power. And that power came through God. But it only came through God because she made a choice. She was not powerless. And none of us, as long as we're still breathing, still in this world, none of us are without choices or without power. Andrew goes on to write, he says, we don't seek the painful experiences that hew our identities, but we seek our identities in the wake of painful experiences. That's true, isn't it? When everything is going really well, I mean, we're just enjoying everything and we're not thinking about anything deep. We're just enjoying. It takes the really hard times to get us thinking and asking the tough questions, the deep questions. Questions like, why am I here? What's supposed to be happening? How's my life supposed to be used? What's going on in this experience, in this moment? Why is this happening? Those are not necessarily questions that we like to sit with. And that's why we don't face those questions unless we're put in a situation where we have no choice. But those are the situations that shape us. He goes on, we cannot bear a pointless torment, but We can endure great pain if we believe that it's purposeful. Now hear that again for a moment. We cannot bear a pointless torment, but we can endure great pain if we believe that it's purposeful. That's again where choice comes in. If we choose to be angry at what's going on in our life, if we choose to be angry about our suffering, if we choose to believe that it's pointless, it will be pointless, and our suffering will only increase. But if we choose to believe that God has purpose, even in that, if we choose to know that there is a reason for everything that happens, especially the difficult things, it can transform whatever we're experiencing. It can change it completely. That has been, if I could point to anything in my own life, that has been the thing that's gotten me through, is knowing that though I would never choose to suffer, though I would never choose two cancers, that I would never choose loved ones and abuse, though I would never choose so many different things that have come into my life that have caused pain and suffering, with each and every one, there's been the realization that God is working in it, God is using it, God has a purpose for it. And it's my job to be open to what that is. To not be obsessed by the pain, but instead to be looking for that gain. And Andrew goes on, ease makes less of an impression on us than struggle. When things are easy, we cruise through them, and they don't really shape us, and they do make less of an impression. He says, we could have been ourselves without our delights, but not without the misfortunes that drive our search for meaning. As you think about your own life and who you are, the things in your life that you feel proudest of, the things in your life that you feel you've accomplished the most in, are they the easy things? No. The things that have made you strong, the things that have made you a person that you can be proud of, that's come from the adversity and the pain and the difficulty that you've experienced in your life. Those are the things that have made the difference and shaped you, shaped the best parts of you. And he finalizes, he says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, as St. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, for when I am weak, I am strong. We hate to hear that because we like to think of ourselves as strong. But it's when we're weak and when we're suffering and when we're in pain, that's where the beautiful change occurs. And it's not easy, is it? It's not easy. He shares, you need to take the traumas and make them part of who you've come to be. You need to fold the worst events of your life into a narrative of triumph, evincing, revealing a better self in response to the things that hurt. Our suffering is not wasted unless we choose to waste it. Our suffering is not without purpose unless we choose to ignore and not seek that purpose. So what does this mean for us? One of the things that I appreciate so much about this book of Job is the honesty, the openness. Someone who goes through so much, and yet in his conversations with God, while respectful, is honest and open and seeking. So the first thing that we have to realize in our own struggles is that bad things happen in this world. They're going to continue to happen. If you follow the news at all, you'll see that on a regular basis. They happen. They won't stop happening in this lifetime. And some of those bad things will happen to us. Some we'll kind of squeak by and we'll manage, we'll maneuver, but other things we won't. But, we can navigate all of them as we seek God's purpose. And that has to continue to be part of our lives. Secondly, we always have a choice. We are not as powerless as we like to think we are. We always have choices. And what God is calling us to is the good choices. Choices that help us to grow. Choices that amazingly help us to flourish in ways that we might never even realize, despite infirmities, despite restrictions, despite things that the world might say are impossible. We always have that choice. And God is calling us to choose. Third, it's our challenges that shape us. It's not the easy stuff. It's the challenges that shape us and help us to grow into something beautiful, that direct our search for meaning, that push us to something better than even we can imagine. And it draws us deeper. Now, I know that in some ways, as you hear some of this, it may not be what you want to hear. Right? A lot of folks come to church in the hope that they're going to hear that if I'm a good person, all I have to do is check off the list, right? Okay, what are the rules again? Okay, we've got this set of rules here. And if I believe in Jesus, and if I follow these commandments, and I don't break those rules, then I should be okay, right? I should be protected from all that stuff out there. And then when that doesn't work out, they're pretty ticked off, right? Something happens, and wait a second. Look what I did. I was a really good person, and I followed all this. I did all this stuff. Why is this happening to me? What's wrong with God up there? If that's the path we choose to follow, we got it wrong. That's not going to work. Because the reality is, there is suffering in this life. And there's no way that we can finagle or bargain or bribe to avoid it. But what we can do is to choose to face it and not be overcome by it. And to know with total faith that God will bring us through and not only bless us, but bless others when we choose him and his path. My friends, my prayer every day is that none of you ever have to suffer. But I know that that's not going to happen. My bigger prayer is that no matter what comes your way, through God, you will be victorious. Let us pray. Almighty God, help each of us to take those ugly, painful moments in our life. And may we too have a narrative of triumph. May these difficult situations reveal our better selves. In your name we pray. Amen.